T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bucks fans, we still need to have high hopes. The series isn't over yet. And if you stayed up for the game, and then you stayed up for Game of Thrones, yeah, you're probably really feeling it this morning. And I even said to my husband, look, if this goes into overtime and then double overtime, they better win. I'm staying up and I'm missing Game of Thrones for this. They better win. And then they didn't.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. Happy Monday, everybody. Is it going to be okay?
Is it a happy Monday? There's a lot going on in this brain of mine. Producer Dave, you're a Game of Thrones fan. Do you feel the same way? And you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah, my brain's all jumbled right now.
I know, watching
that Bucks game, trying to predict the final of that, and then being let down and going to Game of Thrones, and maybe you were let down, maybe you were excited. I don't know. My brain's all over the place.
I'm trying to process what happened in the Bucks game, and then I'm trying to process what happened in Game of Thrones, and when it ended, I even looked at my husband. I said, so what did you think? And he's like, I don't know. This has really been a long night. I'm like, I know, right?
It's been a long night.
And I was drinking a lot of wine.
Oof. All right. And that's why you have the coffee this morning.
I said to Radar, I said, this is the first time in 8 years that I made coffee at my house and drank coffee driving into work. Because I don't drink coffee in the morning. I drink water.
So this is what Game of Thrones does to you. It makes you go.
I'm a hot mess.
Go to a whole point where you got to do something you never knew.
I don't know what was more of a letdown, the Bucks game or Game of Thrones. One of the games was a letdown last night because you both walked in and you're both just kind of going off about both of them.
Well, I don't want to say a whole lot about Game of Thrones because it's such a great show that it's worth getting involved in if you still want to. Because I remember the morning after Breaking Bad, everyone's like, he dies. He dies.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I still say he's alive, but go ahead.
You would, but
I do.
But I just then got into the series. But I thought, well, shame on anyone that started late. Look, the ending was surprising, but I think all the characters ended up getting what they wanted. Well, not what they wanted, but
you are talking about Game of Thrones in
yes,
this part.
Game
okay,
of Thrones.
All right.
But that's where I'm still trying to process what happens. It's a wild show.
You know, maybe everybody needed to take a day off today.
Amen.
Just to kind of let everything sink in and settle down.
Did you see there was like over 100,000 people or so that said that they were going to take off the day because of the Game of Thrones finale? Like there was a huge thing going around the internet and that people say they're taking off work today.
And with Bucks fans in Milwaukee, maybe they needed to take off. Yeah, the Bucks game. You couldn't really get hyped about Game of Thrones, could you, last night?
No, because I was so upset about what happened with the Bucks.
Good thing is the Bucks are still playing. Game of Thrones is over. So
Over. It is. No, you're right. The Game of Thrones is done, but we still have another.
Yes.
It's a series. It's a series, Bucks fans. And the one thing I'll say is remember what happened after the Bucks lost against the Celtics. They came back ready. They came back angry. They came back just like, watch out. That's what's going to happen. Giannis didn't have a great game last night on offense. So it's no coincidence we lost the game. I mean, we didn't lose by a lot. We lost by a little. Once Giannis gets that, you know, fighting mentality back and that killer instinct, it's going to be all good.
It'll be fine. Look out, Toronto.
And
tomorrow night.
It means there's a game definitely coming back to Milwaukee. So that's exciting.
Yeah. That's what we wanted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.